Becky, you're going to be doing a positive mental well-being workshop for Netball Southwest, aren't you? So how did the idea come about?
So I was actually approached by a woman called Izzy, who works on the youth development staff for Netball Southwest. And she had come up with this idea to host a positive mental well-being workshop. I think based on the fact that there are you know, lots of stats around about how many kind of teenagers are struggling at the moment, and thought that netball would be a great way of kind of promoting some of the wellness stuff that's out there at the moment. I know her kind of through netball, and that netball's a very small world, and she asked me if I'd get involved, and I was really pleased to do so.
We've talked in vast length about things like this in the past, but whether or not you're a sports person, or it's just important to share those feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've obviously shared my story before across kind of netball, and, you know, we've chatted. But I think it's so important that we talk openly about these things, and kind of people realise that genuinely they're not alone, and there are people out there, and there are services out there, and there are skills out there that you can learn that really help you kind of deal with this stuff a lot better. So, yeah, I think it's a really, really positive thing to do.
It's got a lot better over the past couple of months as well, hasn't it? People are a lot more aware of things and a lot more open about things. I mean, you look at stats and looking good kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think some people sometimes think that when stats go up, that's a bad thing. But actually, you know, stats going up sometimes actually just means that people are talking about it more, which is actually a really positive thing. I mean, we've seen a number of, you know, massive stars in netball. Shani Layton, Caitlin Thwaites has always been quite vocal about, you know, her kind of issues, and that can only be a positive thing. Having kind of role models that aren't perfect is what kind of real life is, so I think that's a really, really positive thing, really, really positive steps.
So tell me a bit about the afternoon itself. What's planned?
Yeah, so I'm going to be there, I guess, sharing my experiences, talking a bit about some of the positive times as well as the less kind of positive stuff. But there's also, I think there's a lady called Wendy who's going to be hosting some kind of mindfulness yoga, which sounds really interesting. I'm probably going to get involved in that. But then also some kind of more fun netball skill stuff as well. So it's open to anyone. It's not, you don't have to be, you know, the world's greatest netballer to come along. You just got to have an interest in netball, be prepared to kind of have some fun, but also just kind of think a bit about how some of this stuff can be used in your life. And you certainly don't need to have any issues or problems to be involved. I think this is one of the key messages, is that we've all got mental health in the same way that we've all got physical health, and we can all go through periods where our mental health is not as, you know, great as it could be. And that doesn't mean that we're always mentally unwell. It just means that we can do some stuff to kind of relax us, to get us in a better headspace. And, you know, from a kind of, I guess, from the netball coach point of view, that's got to be a good thing, because people always play their best when they are feeling their best, I think.
And there's a fun netball skills session as well. Are you leading that, or are you going to be taking part?
I'll probably be taking part in that. I'm not sure I'll be leading it.
You've still got the skills.
Well, ankle-wise, I should be fit to do that.
Yay.
Do I have the skills? I've certainly got the enthusiasm. I'm not sure whether I've still got the skills.
Tell me a bit about where it's going to be taking place.
It's on Thursday, the 29th of November, so the end of this month, and it's hosted in Cheltenham, at Cheltenham Ladies College. As I say, open to anyone between the ages of 14 to 16, and it's in the afternoon on that Thursday. I think there's a cost of £5 per person. So, I mean, for an afternoon of, I would say, not me, but an afternoon of some of the netball stuff and some of the mindfulness yoga, I mean, that's very cheap, and it should be a really good afternoon, I think.
Well, it's well worth out for the autograph and a picture with you alone.
I'll send you the money later.
Just as well, we haven't got a picture taken yet. How can we find out more information in the meantime?
So if you head over to Netball Southwest, they're on Twitter. They've also got an email address, which is youth@netballsouthwest.co.uk. I've also retweeted it across my social media. So if you want to find out more, you can check out the posters on there.